USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been a dramatic increase in outbreaks of COVID-19. The World Health Organization gave an update.
The pandemic is accelerating. More than 150,000 new cases of COVID-19 were reported to WHO yesterday, the most in a single day so far.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas. Florida is one of a number of states that are seeing big jumps in cases. Governor Ron DeSantis says young adults are showing positive.
Last week, the median age of all the positive tests in the state of Florida was 37.
The state has allowed bars, restaurants, and some theme parks to reopen. Since that time, the numbers have gone up dramatically. More than 3,800 new confirmed cases on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
The powerful U.S. attorney in Manhattan, who's been overseeing investigation into President Trump's allies, showed up at his office to work to find the attorney general there to fire him. Then Jeffrey Berman issued a statement saying he would leave after all. Attorney General William Barr says President Trump had ordered Berman out, but the president says that's up to Barr. The administration's push to dump Berman set up a clash with the Justice Department and one of the nation's top districts, which is now investigating Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Three Major League Baseball clubs have closed their practice facilities after players and others tested positive or showed symptoms of the coronavirus. The Philadelphia Phillies say five players tested positive for COVID-19. The Toronto Blue Jays closed up their site in Dunedin, Florida, after a player showed symptoms. And the San Francisco Giants facility in Scottsdale, Arizona, was shut down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new company that's partnered with NASA says rockets aren't the only way to head to space. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
As more and more Americans look to the promise of going into space someday, the newest entry into the growing field says it will use giant hydrogen balloons launched from the Kennedy Space Center rather than rockets to give people a view of the stars from the stratosphere. Space Perspectives Observation Capsule would reach about a third of the way to outer space, though passengers would be able to see the blackness above and observe the curvature of the Earth. The new startup's founders say they have funding only to mount a maiden uncrewed test flight that is scheduled for early next year.
The policies on police body cameras are being audited. USA's John Hunt has more.
The Justice Department's Inspector General's Office said an audit will review the policies on body cameras for federal law enforcement officers, evaluate whether or not the cameras have been used since a pilot program was announced in October, and will also assess plans to expand their use among federal agents and task force officers. It comes months after the Justice Department announced a pilot programming allowing federally deputized task force officers to use body-worn cameras while serving arrest warrants or making planned arrests. The Justice Department's former rules had prohibited federal agents from wearing cameras and barred local officers from wearing them during joint operations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.